Hey, hey, we made it. We're here. It's essential. So they claim the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's a recap of all the best stuff from every show, every morning. This is Friday's edition of the John DeBella Show 424, as we hopefully work our way towards the promised land of May. The Brady Bunch is returning to one house in Tampa Bay by mistake. That's where we started out today before learning about gay ducks. We analyzed the entries so far for our Project Face Mask contest in progress. Steve ranted about last night's NFL draft as an Eagles fan. Cindy has a new bed. The Stones have a new song. And rock and roll Hoochie Coo was featured in Song Stories today. The list of questions came out from the first winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And Steve and I took a stab at that today to see if we could achieve that $1 million for ourselves, hypothetically. And comedian Christopher Titus returned to the show. Here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
Before we even get near the draft, I know your day would not be complete if you didn't hear what Tom Brady was up to. Did you hear what happened with him?
No.
All right. Now, remember the other day he was kicked out of a park. Uh-huh. He went into a public park in Tampa, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, and they said, hey, dude, we don't even care if you're Tom Brady. You got to get out of here. The mm-hmm. park's closed, right? Right? Well, it seems that he was on his way to Byron Leftwich's house, who is his offensive coordinator, right? Yeah. And he had to pick up a playbook.
Sure.
Right? And Brian's house is right next door to another guy that has a house that looks exactly like it.
Okay.
And when he got to the house, the door was open, so he just walked in.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was the other guy's house.
Wow. Yes. And it was the wife who was home, and guess what happened? Sorry, Giselle. Wow, what happened?
Well, basically, he walked in, and he said, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong house. And as the guy said, I've never seen anybody move that quick in my life.
Wow.
Right? Oh, man.
Scared the hell out of the guy. All of a sudden, he's walking out of the kitchen. It's like, and there's a guy standing there. And then on top of it, it's Tom Brady. Right?
You know,
and
look, he didn't get shot. It's right? Florida.
Right? And, you know, and all of a sudden, the guy realizes, oh, my God, it's Tom Brady. Right. I should get a picture. And by the time he caught up with him, he was already walking into Leftwich's house.
Oh, that's funny. We should have waited outside at that point. I mean,
yeah,
you deserve
exactly.
a photo with him.
Exactly. You know, right. Yeah, this would be a charge.
What a story.
No one believes it.
Right. No one believes it at all. Hey, Tom Brady walked into my house. Like, yeah, right. Sure. Tampa Bay, right.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
The reason why we're having so much fun in the studio is because Steve just told this story about Steve and his kid, right, who's very happy that the weekend's upon us, but it's not that clear.
No.
Again.
So I'm putting him to bed last night, and he gives me a hug and says, I love you. And he says, say I love you. I say, I love you, Steven.
Oh.
And he goes, congratulations. I was like, why?
For loving him?
Congratulations. Why? For Saturday. Or just Saturday. What?
Like last Saturday?
Congratulations. Why? Saturday. He knows that we don't have to work on the weekends. And we just said to him, hey, what's tomorrow? TGIF, he goes. And we're like, yeah. And he goes, you don't have to work? Yep. Congratulations. Why? Saturday.
It makes all the sense in the world.
That is how I'm leaving today. So be prepared when I say congratulations. Make sure you ask me why.
Okay. I'll throw confetti.
Okay, fine. All right. You know the media watchdogs, the 1 million moms? Which really isn't 1 million moms.
It's one Karen behind her Facebook account.
Yeah, right. It's 4,700 moms is what it is. Okay.
And most of those are watching just to see what kind of antic she's up to.
Yeah, well, it seems her latest antic is Disney XD has rebooted DuckTales.
Okay.
All right.
I'm in.
All right. DuckTales are back. All right. And in this one recent episode, one of the ducks has two gay dads.
Okay.
So there are two gay dad ducks.
All right.
Okay. Now, there are lessons to be learned. They're boycotting them. They want the series removed because of gay ducks. Let me say that again. Gay ducks.
Be careful what you say, how you say that.
All right.
People just want to be mad. They want to be mad at stuff.
Yep. Right. People get off on
it. Just change the channel.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You don't want your kid to watch it? Don't turn it on. Right. And really, of all the problems we have in this world, Gay ducks, not one of them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy. Zip it.
MGK.
I have not. I'm a little distracted here because I'm trying to get to the face mask page.
Okay.
On WMGK.com. Sure. You still got time. It's definitely going to be $100 in the gift cards.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Whoever wins this. And there are some. Dave showed me one this morning. Have you seen the guy with the 7-Up bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a bong almost.
Yeah. Well, it's really creative. It's very creative. Ugly as hell. Something tells me that he may have made this for some joke reason, but, you know.
It applies here.
But
it works.
It's a 7-Up mask, and what he's got like a 2-liter bottle that goes over his face, and two of the smaller bottles going in the side, so it's like one of those World War I gas masks.
Right.
Right, you know, so he's got that going for him.
I just like that he has 7-Up. Who has 7-Up still?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what's funny? I drove
past. Is it still around?
It is still around. And I drove past a building the other day that had an old 7-Up logo, the original 7-Up
like
logo.
On the brick?
Right, on the brick.
Oh, I love
you know,
that.
Fading out. Oh, yep. I love those shots.
Yep.
I really love those shots. And then there's this woman with this face mask that has the giant lips on it. That looks great. Right. And of course, the husband and wife one from yesterday, some couple that was supposed to get married, or maybe they're still planning on getting married, but they had Mr. and Mrs. face masks
that was
embroidered.
Really, yeah, they're really,
really pretty.
Well done.
Very
what was
romantic.
The one you saw this morning, Dave?
I saw the creepiest one ever. I still don't even know what's on the guy's face.
Uh-huh.
He's a larger man.
All right.
It looks like he has, like, a bread in a triangle strapped on. He looks like a Bizarro Bane.
Oh,
if you look at him.
No,
check
no,
it out.
You know what that
or
is?
What is that?
That is
triangular cheesecake?
No, that's an oxygen mask a la dentist's office. All right?
Really?
That's the kind that we put. And then he took the middle out of it. And
looks
he put,
edible.
And he put a piece of tissue in it. So,
wow. And like, he has a very nice plate collection behind him,
yeah,
too.
He
I
does,
love
he does.
Gazing into people's homes with these folks.
Right. So, look, there's $100 up for grabs that you could have, and all you got to do is take a picture of whatever face mask it is you're wearing. Maybe it's one you made yourself, or maybe it's one you really made yourself, not out of a bandana, but like what this guy did. And just go to WNGK.com, upload it to the page. It doesn't load immediately. I want you to know that, because a lot of people will end up sending in the same picture 3 or 4 times. It's got to get approved because we don't want your dick pic showing up on
yep.
our website. Okay.
Yep. So it's that simple.
46 degrees.
Here's a face mask for you.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got the new Stone song this morning. I don't know if you've
cool.
heard the new Stone song yet. Living in a Ghost Town,
mm-hmm.
right? It is. It's classic Stones.
Yeah.
I like it.
Awesome.
I like it a lot.
Nice.
You know, the first thing. This is the first single they put out in like 8 years.
Is it really?
Right? Yeah, it's been a while since they put out something new. So anyway, we will get to that in just a little bit. We'll get to Cindy right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. You got big plans for the weekend? What kind of stay indoors things are you going to do this weekend?
To tell you the truth, we bought a new bed.
Oh, wow.
I saw that on Instagram. A Casper. Wait. Right.
Oh, you went with the Casper.
My husband, dude. My gosh, there's nothing private anymore with my husband.
He was laying on the bed naked too. It was weird.
Yeah. Which more than likely he has the same intentions for you. Gotta break it in, honey.
Right.
You know, it's like if that worked every time, I'd be buying a lot of beds.
Yeah. A lot of deliveries.
Let's try this one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey,
honey. You got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
So there is a new Rolling Stones song, and it has been nearly 8 years since we got a new Rolling Stones song. And this is what Keith had to say about this, because they were planning this for a new album. Right. And then with everything that's going on in the world, they thought, well, maybe this would work well right now. And to quote Keith exactly. So let's cut a long story short. We cut this track well over a year ago in L.A. for part of a new album and you know, an ongoing thing. And then the S hit the fan. And Mick and I decided that this one really needed to go to work right now. So here you have it. Living in a Ghost Town. Stay safe. That's all from Keith and from the Rolling Stones. It's really good, folks. Living in a Ghost Town. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Started out with the new Rolling Stones song, Living in a Ghost Town, which sounds a lot like the band The Heavy. All right.
Ooh, I can hear that.
That was the guys who did their music has popped up in so many commercials and so many movies. All right, but a lot of people don't even know the band. But if you watch the series Strike Back, they did the theme to Strike Back, and it really has that sort of influence.
I love that Stone song, man.
Yeah, that was really good.
I put my headphones really on halfway good. Through. It was awesome.
All right. 46 degrees outside right now, raining at the moment. Rain off and on, could be heavy at times today. We'll get up to about 54, but 46 and at 7:40 this morning. Could Dave and Steve be millionaires? We will find out at that time, but right now we'll find out about this.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So Rick Derringer's Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. All right. When he wrote this, he did not write this for himself to sing. In 1970, him and his band, the McCoys, the guys who did Hang On Sloopy, which I just saw a video of, right? And I was just checking some facts, and I saw that Sloopy is well endowed, all right? Oh, and they did a video, and wow, I never saw that video before. Anyway, the McCoys combined forces with Johnny Winter, and they were going to become Johnny Winter and... They originally were going to be Johnny Winter and the McCoys, but because the McCoys had such a pop, you know, reputation... Johnny was uncomfortable with that. They all were uncomfortable with that. They were trying to shake the pop and be more rock and roll. So they were just going to go out as, you know, Johnny Winter. But the band, you know, but the McCoys came up with this song. And, well, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo isn't what Johnny wanted to do.
The first thing that I wanted to do was bring a little more of a rock and roll way of thinking to Johnny. But Johnny certainly didn't want to change and become in any way bubblegum. So I wanted to write a song specifically for Johnny, that he would be able to speak the lyrics in his vernacular and feel comfortable about saying the words that was saying. But I also wanted to bring a little more of a pop kind of sensibility to the whole thing. So I wrote Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, trying to follow those guidelines, and it came out like it is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
It was, let's get some dramatic effect here. It was 20 years ago that the first person who ever won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire won $1 million.
Wow.
That was that guy, John Carpenter. And if you remember, when he got to the last question, he had the dial a friend option.
Sure.
And he called his friend. It was actually his father.
His dad, right.
Yeah, he called his father, and his father says, "Can I help you?" He goes, "No, I got this. I just wanted to call and say hi."
Wow, what a flex.
I think he called and said, "I just want to call and let you know I'm going to win
$1 million. That was it.
Flexing
was
on
it.
National TV.
Right. Pretty cool.
But it was, the show came on in 1998, and it took over a year, almost 2 years, before the show handed out $1 million.
Oh, wow.
I have all of the questions that John Carpenter was asked.
Okay.
All right? And I'm going to test you two. You both get to answer it, all right? And the, you know, and if one of you gets one wrong, all right, then you're out and the other one continues,
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Here's your first set of questions. The $100 question. In the Roadrunner and Coyote cartoons, what famous sound does the Roadrunner make? Ping, ping, beep, beep, ooga, ooga, or varoom, varoom?
Meep, meep.
Yep, I have my answer. Yeah, right, same one.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Final
meep.
Answer.
Meep, meep.
Although I like
is,
ping, ping.
Meep, meep is correct. So, for $200, where should a choking victim place their hands to indicate to others that they need help? Over the eyes, over the knees, around the throat, or on the hips?
Head and shoulders, yeah. Knees and toes.
Throat
it.
All right, throat, okay. All right, which of these dance names is used to describe a fashionable dot? Would that be hora, swing, lambada, or polka?
Okay, and we both know that one.
D polka.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I better get that one growing up in Allentown.
Right, you have to answer them.
Yeah, right. I just want to make sure that I don't give it away in case Dave doesn't know what the answer is.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. All right, well, there is your first round.
All right.
Are you ready to move on to the $500 round?
Let's do it.
Here we go. I'm telling you, I went through these yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm owed $1 million.
Okay.
All right, the $500 question. In what language would you say Elohe? Would that be to greet friends? Elohe.
Okay.
Would that be Bull Latin, Dog Latin, duck Latin or pig Latin?
That would be D.
Pig Latin.
Piggy.
Okay.
Yeah, these are easy so far.
Next question, $1,000. What part of the chicken is commonly called the drumstick? The breast, the wing, the leg, or the gizzard?
C leg, final answer.
Leg.
Yep. Okay, that is right. All right, $2,000. All right. What is the only position a football player can be sacked in? Is that center, wide receiver, tight end, or quarterback?
Quarterback.
Quarterback. Yeah.
All right. Wow.
I'm not sure about that
when
one.
When are these going to get hard?
Yeah, right.
I know. What I'm telling you.
Where are we at? What number?
I mean, everybody's going to be going. We're up to $4,000.
Okay.
We are six questions in. All right. For $4,000, what god of love is depicted as a chubby-winged infant with a bow and arrow?
Oh, God.
Seriously? Would that be Zeus, Mercury,
Cupid? Cupid. Just keep going to the next one.
Cupid, next one, yeah. Yeah,
Poseidon. Okay.
We don't need
are you serious? How this dumb is crazy. Were you in 99?
Yeah, really. Did the internet get invented yet?
Okay. $8,000. What Steven Spielberg film climaxes at a place called Devil's Tower? Would that be E.T., the extraterrestrial, Jurassic Park, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Oh,
I'm actually stuck.
I might have spoke too soon. This one's...
Can I have the four again quickly?
E.T., Jurassic Park, Raiders of the Lost Ark, or Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Oh my
what
God.
Steven Spielberg wow. film climaxes at a place called Devil's Tower?
I'm just going to go with the only movie there that I haven't seen, which is D.
That's where I was leaning towards also.
All right.
Because I can't think of that from any of those other three.
I'll go D.
I never saw Close Encounters, yeah. So I'll say that one.
Final answer D.
That was final answer D.
That was a close one.
8,000, baby.
We're here.
Okay. 8,000.
Running our mouths and then.
We're yeah, now really. All right, I'm going to shut up now. This is hard.
$16,000. Okay. In what U.S. town did the famous 1881 shootout at the OK Corral take place? Laramie, Tombstone, El Paso, or Dodge City?
I'm going to say Tombstone is my
I gotta rack. Yeah, I'm racking my Western movies head, and I'm going to go Tombstone as well. I think it, I'm pretty sure it was, actually.
Tombstone is correct.
Woo!
For $32,000, which of the following months has no U.S. federal holiday?
Oh,
the August, February, September, or November?
I'm going to say August.
A August.
Aside from my birthday, it's
mine
August.
Mine also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leos unite.
The $64,000 question.
No,
what mythological beast is reborn from its own ashes? The phoenix, the minotaur, the dragon, or the golem?
You better get this going next to Phoenixville.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Phoenix. Phoenix. Yep. Right. And, all right, you ready?
Yep.
For $125,000, who developed the first effective vaccine against polio? Albert Sabin, Niels Bohr, Louis Pasteur, or Jonas Salk?
Yeah. Dave's over. I know this one.
You do know this
one?
Yeah,
so if we, go ahead and give your answer.
It's not Louis Pasteur because he did pasteurization. I think it's... What, give me the... Oh, man. Give me
Albert
the other names.
Albert Sabin, Niels Bohr, Louis Pasteur, or Jonas Salk?
I'll go Jonas Salk.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Oh, yes. That one rang a mid-century bell for some reason.
All right, here we go. The last three questions.
I'm feeling it now.
For $250,000, which of the five... You know, do you realize how many people at home are right now saying, this guy won $1 million for this? All right, $250,000. Which of the following is not a monolithic religion? Would that be Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, or Christianity?
Monotheistic, you mean?
What?
Monotheistic, you mean?
I'm sorry, monotheistic. Okay. Right.
That would be C, Hinduism.
Yep. Hinduism.
All right, that is
everyone
correct.
Else has one.
For $500,000.
Oh, boy.
All right. What architect designed the glass pyramid in the courtyard of the Louvre?
Oh, man.
Would that be Philip Johnson, Le Corbusier, right? Frank Gehry, or I.M. Pei?
I feel pretty confident about mine.
I don't.
I don't want to unleash
clue.
It.
Say the names again.
All right. Philip Johnson, Le Corbusier, right? Frank Gehry. I might be saying the Corbusier wrong, right? Or I.M. Pei.
Oh, man, this is where I'm going to be out.
I was an Arts Academy nerd.
I'm going to go with Frank.
You're going to go with Frank Gehry? What
I'm
are you
going
to
go
with,
I Am Pi.
I Am Pi. Well, Steve, I have to tell you, you are out.
I Am Pi
is correct. Dave.
Oh, man.
The triangle's stupid anyway.
The worst shape. The Illuminati.
The last question. $1 million. Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? All right.
Nixon.
Nixon, he says.
Yep.
Nixon is correct.
Woo! Sarah, show me the money.
You won $1 million.
In Monopoly?
Monopoly
yeah,
money.
Thank you.
That's all you're
I'll take
getting.
It all in 50s. All
right. He got $1 million for that. I powered through them, and I got every one right.
Yeah, I didn't power through, but I still got that Monopoly money.
You got it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
He was supposed to be here in just a few weeks, but at least we've got him on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy, Christopher Titus. How's it going, Christopher?
I'm locked in my house with my wife for 4 weeks. How's it going with you?
But wait a second. You know, most comics, the wife stays home and they go out on the road. And I can understand now all of a sudden being home all the time for them. But you go on the road with your wife.
Yeah, she's a comic too, though. But I mean, we at least when we're on the road together, we have comedy to divert us. Now we're like in each other's face all the time. And I don't like waking up with her standing over me with a pillow. She said she was adjusting it. I'm like, what's like, if that doesn't seems kind of weird. And she just said, shh, you have the 19, and then put the pillow over my face. It's a weird time, man.
It is very, very strange. What's it like for you out in L.A.?
I have 400 rolls of toilet paper, so I just bought CAA. I own an agency now.
I see.
Well, I don't. By the way, here's the thing about this thing is I don't understand why this went down like this. I don't remember that Road Warrior movie where they fought over toilet paper. No one knew this was coming. How about you, man? I mean, are you guys in the studio together?
Yeah. No, we're all in the studio. We're in the studio every day. I mean, there's limited staff at the radio station, but we're here because, you know, we are essential workers. We got to keep a smile on everybody's face.
How do you know no one's got the 19, though? Are you guys all living together, too? Is it like some bizarre sitcom where we sleep in the basement at night and then do the radio in the morning? Like, how does that work out?
We've been lucky enough that Dave's wife is at home with a brand new baby. My wife is working at home and only seeing me, who's only seeing Dave and John. And John's wife would be...
is talking to two dogs. Yeah. So nobody's going anywhere.
We're all sheltered.
And the only place we actually go every day is from our houses to here. And then from here right back to our houses. So it's kind of simple.
All right. You're looking at me. I mean, it seems like. Right there.
Yeah, there was the cough. Yeah. There was a little cough happening there, yeah.
It was a little dry cough.
And I'm feeling a little warm, too.
Oh, my God.
It's the last interview I'll ever do with you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
I'm in that upper age group.
I'm so sorry, John.
Is mom still alive?
No, mom's gone a while ago. But I spent a lot of time with mom when I was little. I used to go to bars with my mom. I mean, I didn't go with her. She took me. I wasn't like, yo, mom, I'm four. It's 10:30. Where's the party up in this bitch? What are we going to do?
Wait, at 4 years old, she was bringing you to bars with her?
Yeah. She took me to bars with her because babysitters cost like 3 drinks an hour.
What was her drink of choice?
Harvey Wallbanger. She needed that fourth Harvey Wallbanger. And we lived in North Hollywood at the time. And North Hollywood is a lot like Hollywood, except there's no money, mansions, or actors. You could call it Hollywood, I guess. And ironically, there were a lot of Oscars.
That took a second.
I know. I always does. And we would go to these tiny, crappy 20-by-40-foot cinder block bars that thought the San Fernando Valley with no the place with no windows to keep out the light and the hope.
Right.
And there's always the same guy at the bar drinking hard to figure out where his life went. He was in praying to God his lottery ticket hit so he could afford that stolen tourist replacement liver from Mexico. So, and I'm four in a bar and nobody cared because my mom was super hot. So my quote unquote uncles overlooked it. I had many, yes. And these guys, they would be hitting on my mom and get me diverted by just giving me Coke after Coke after Coke. Because it's easy to control a toddler when it's in a sugar coma, I guess. And they'd always pack the Coke to those bar cherries. You guys had bar cherries.
Sure,
yeah, didn't you?
Sure.
Oh, my God. That is not fruit, man. Bar cherries were invented in a lab at Dow Chemical. I mean, they're all the same size, the same color. And by the way, there's no fruit in the world the color of a horny baboon's ass. That has never been in life.
Like, there should be a class action suit for those of us had to have bar cherries as a kid. Like, hi, do you eat a lot of bar cherries as a kid? To this day, do you still crap fuchsia and dragons when you sleep? Well, you could be entitled to compensation. Call the bar cherry hotline at 1-800-MOM is still in rehab. So one of the Marwan night, there's a band in the corner. It wasn't really a band. It was a snare drum, a guy with electric guitar, a guy with a tambourine, and then another guy with a tambourine. And the tambourine battles were fierce. You can back it down. But the band finishes its set, and they get up to go take a break, and my mom left with a quote-unquote uncle guitarist. And I'm a four-year-old, and I see a drum set, so I decide I'm going to work on that solo from my Alvin and the Chipmunks album. Sit down. And here's my first memory. Everybody in that room was in there drinking hard to forget their children. And I'm in the corner, ba-da, da-da, ba-da. And nobody killed me. That's how hot my mom was. Yes. But after about 20 minutes, like most four-year-olds in a bar at midnight, I got up to go find mom, and I walked out the front door of the bar onto Victory Boulevard, right into the barrio. And I'm white now, man. When I was a kid, I was like Irish, German, and snowman. And I just start walking on the street in the middle of the night. I'm four, and I get picked up by LAPD.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, they knew I was lost. They didn't think I was turning tricks or anything. Yeah. You know? I mean, unless I was a prodigy. And my lips were red from the bar cherries. So, by the way, that joke is dedicated to the Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts of America. And the cops just start, they're like, why do you smell like vodka? I go, that's what's in a Harvey Wallbanger. And they put me in the back of the car, and we start driving around the block. Mom, we come around the fourth time. Mom is standing in front of the bar. You know, she's panicked because she knows damn well if she loses her little boy, that child support stops. Oh, she was upset. You could tell she loved me because her blouse was misbuttoned. I don't mean the bitterness. That joke sounded bitter, actually. And the cops get out of the car, and they just start yelling. They're like, excuse me, is this your son? He's a four-year-old boy walking the streets of Los Angeles. Well, what is you? You know, you should be nowhere near a child. Now take him back inside and get him some bar cherries and some martini olives so he has his fruits and vegetables. And the cops gave me back to her. Oh. And I look back on this day, and I always think, what would have happened had the cops taken me from her? I think I'd still be, you know, doing what I do. I'd just be doing crappy jokes about my foster parents, I guess. That's the first story of the new show we're doing, Carrying Monsters.
This is the live stream show that you're going to do on May 2nd?
Yeah. We got three cameras coming in, or four cameras coming in. We're shooting it like a real comedy show. You know, I've had a sound stage for many years.
Yeah. It used to be called the garage.
Hey, the garage. Yes. Shut up. I actually ran a real sound stage, my friend.
Okay.
But yes, it did used to be called the garage. And I just thought, well, I've got this show. I might as well do it. So we're bringing like 10 people in for timing. And then we're going to set up the studio like a comedy club. It looks just like a comedy club. And on May 2nd, we're going to do 90 minutes of comedy at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it's all brand new 90-minute show, man. This is stuff that if I couldn't tell these stories for a long time, but then a bunch of people died. So now it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, this is not going to be any attorneys involved now. So this show's all about getting through tragedies in life. You know, because we all go through tragedies in life. And this is how life goes. Ready? Birth, life, tragedy, life, tragedy, life, tragedy, death. And if you don't think your life's going to go that way, congratulations on your medical marijuana card. Because that's how it's going to go. And all these horrible things have happened in my life growing up and stuff. And, you know, my ex-wife all the way through losing my kids. On a lie. So I tell this whole story about, and I think we're all going through something right now that we need to know that everybody's going through it too. Cause I keep thinking that you know, the weird part that's saving me is like every time I'm like, man, I can't go do comedy. Everything's closed. Like my entire job, because of this stupid disease, deals with people spewing stuff out of their mouth laughing. That's my
entire job. Yep. Yeah. The comedians are the worst. Most at risk.
Yeah, I'm not getting back on stage to 2023 in a club. So I just want to, do what we do. And so, you know, we're filming it like a comedy. It's going to look like any comedy special, except for everybody's going to be wearing masks. It's like I'm going to be performing for the Cartoon Burglar Society.
That's That's going to be hilarious. Yeah. That's good, because I was going to ask you, how are you going to put all these people in one room 6 feet apart and everyone's got a mask on? Oh, my God, it's going to look so funny in itself.
I just can't. It's just going to be the weirdest show. But, we're going to put, cameras on me most time, but obviously I'll do some jokes about that. But the show got really good, and now I figured, well, you might as well do it. See if we can, $10, you can watch almost 2 hours of comedy, and there you go. So, that'll be on May 2nd. Saturday, Christopher Titus TV. If you go to the website, ChristopherTitus.com, you can sign up for it. And it's everybody keeps saying it's one of the best shows I've ever done. So I'm excited about it.
Well, Christopher Titus, his live stream special called Carrying Monsters will be on Christopher Titus TV. You can go to YouTube.com/ChristopherTitusTV to see what he's put up. But if you want to see this special, you got to go to ChristopherTitus.com, and it'll only cost you $10. And I promise you, it will be worth it. You will love it to death.
All right, kids, off to school to be ridiculed. Let's go.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.